content of the
Okay.
Okay.
So this is an exciting and amazing day for you, Patricia Potson. It's our honor to. Do you have your book with you? Whoops, I think my. Is it backwards? You can see
I can see it.
it. Do you have your book with you?
Yeah, I
Awesome.
do.
Our journey from darkness to light. What a privilege and a day to be able to celebrate because this is a lot of years of hard work and experience has brought this book to the world today. And today it's being released out to the public. And wow. I am thrilled that we get to enjoy this process together. So my name is Becky Norwood with Spotlight Publishing House. This is Patricia Potts, and I want to introduce Patricia properly. Our journey from darkness to light contains a rich assortment of tools and resources that Patricia has used to walk through bouts of depression and anxiety. It also contains the stories of 15 women and their authentic, vulnerable stories of their own journey. And Patricia, she speaks from the stage, which is really, really important to know. And people have said, you've just got to listen to what Patricia has to say. She's experienced at depression. So, there's so much to be said about you, but this book, as I worked with you on getting it ready to be published, and from the cover to every other little thing that is required to bring a book to the world. My question to you is, what prompted you to write a book of this nature, Our Journey from Darkness to Light?
Well, I wanted to offer more of a fast forward recovery because my recovery wasn't real fast, and from my own depression, but a dysfunctional depression in my 20s. And so as I recovered, I wanted to offer something that would help other people. And then as time went on, then I realized that I'm not the only one who has a journey to share. And I was very honored and felt very impressed as I reached out to other women to write their stories, and it touched my life.
So, in understanding we're not alone in this process, that depression can hit even the best of us, the people that we would never think has had to undergo depression. And we know that it is an issue in today's world. It's a fast-paced world, and there's so many things that we're faced with. And I
Especially women. I'm sorry, but I mean, men are too. But we as women, we have some unique challenges.
We do, and oftentimes we are the ones that are the caretaker for the children coming up, and sometimes we also have to be the breadwinners as well. There's many factors that plus we just have what it means to be a woman and all the things that goes with that. And so, this is the stories in this book are very touching, and you were very selective in choosing who you would have to share, because the subtitle is How 15 women, excuse me, chose strength over weakness. What was part of your selection process as you decided who could write a story, a chapter for the book?
That's a great question. And my answer to that has to be prayer, because I felt so impressed to do this. Although sometimes I thought I was crazy for doing it, honestly, and you did too, I'm sure. But I really did try to be inspired about who I invited to write their stories. And the refining and everything that went into those stories was a lot more work than I thought. But I feel today that it was worth it to offer this to women.
So if somebody picks up your book, what do you hope that they will walk away with?
Hope. I want them to walk away with hope because these are women who truly face darkness, real darkness, and chose light. And I want, if somebody picks up this book, I want them to be able to find the things that will help them to choose light. And it's just jam-packed full of tools and skills Beyond just nice inspirational stories, it offers a lot of things that I've just kind of gathered along the way. And I can't wait to share that with other people.
You know, that is so beautiful. Let's talk about some of the tools and resources that you discovered that worked for you. And because you also teach this, you live being able to speak from the stage and to speak with groups of women about this very, it's really raw and vulnerable to be in a position where you feel like you can't rise above maybe depression or something that you're feeling. How did you learn? How did you come about developing the tools that you use, and what impact have you seen that others that are using those tools, what is it, what impact has it had on them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to show you a couple of these printable tools that you'll find at the end of the book. First of all, this is a little form that you can't really see it, but it's a checklist, a way for us to, when I'm discouraged or depressed or whatever, it gives me a lot of things to think about. Am I eating healthy? Have I added the perspective from somebody else? So it gives several things I can circle, I can check off if I'm doing it, circle if I need to, work on it more. This is what I call a bug zapper. And this is at the end of the book and a printable, shareable thing that I want people to share. And those of us who have used it, and I've used it for over 40 years, on everything from depression to melanoma surgery to, I could go on, but I won't. Anyway, it's helped me get from like being upset and anxious at like a number eight, cleared, after I do it, I can get to be like a number two. I can function so much better. And some of the other tools that are in the book, there's the bug zapper that I've mentioned. There's the three-legged stool. There's how to go not just day to day, but maybe prayer by prayer. How do you do that? Depressurizing techniques, a lot of different skills and techniques that have helped me. In fact, my foster, the Josie, who's our foster daughter, used to be, anyway, she made a comment to me. I didn't even know. She said, "I remember the day that you taught me how to do the bug zapper, and it's blessed my life." I didn't even know that she'd been using it for all these years. So,
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
yeah.
These tools, we have, I put it on your author showcase page on spotlightpublishinghouse.com forward slash Patricia Potts. I think there might be an underscore between Patricia and Potts, but there's also, they can download it directly right there on that author showcase page. But the tools have been valuable to you. They've been valuable to so many people, and you've used them for a number of years. And I think that depression is something that can sometimes hit at the oddest of moments.
Yeah,
You know,
for
when
sure.
you're thinking you're humming along, and then it's maybe a trigger of something that happens that we have no control over. And as far as that it happened, whatever the issue is that has brought it on, and sometimes it's not getting enough rest, sometimes it's not eating correctly, sometimes it's just somebody not smiling at you for when you think that they ought to smile, or the words that somebody else speaks. But in your book, you talk about the chapter two. You start out this chapter, and the name of the chapter is Depression Stinks. Step one is denial, characterized by guilt, anger, and frustration. And I think if when one suffers from depression, they feel like they're somehow have become a terrible person. And I know I've had my bouts from time to time over, a number of things. I've had a number of family members that have decided to end their lives, and it's been those times are some of the darkest times for those that are the family members that, how do you understand the why behind it, and what else could I have done, and all those other things, and feeling like somehow you're the failure, even though we didn't take those steps ourselves. You ask those questions, and then it's easy to go down that downhill slide to
Yeah.
and then realizing that you must come up out of that. And because we can't serve in any way if we're in that place, and we also can't be the mom we need to be or the wife we need to be. All those factors. And sometimes we feel like we're a terrible person because we did get it to that place.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we lost our son in October.
I know
And
you.
anyway, one of the stories by Darla Isaacson, who had lost her son by suicide, one thing I remember that helped me so much in that situation that Darla said is it's when someone makes that choice, it's like as though they're in the Twin Towers on the, on 13th floor, and the whole building is on fire, and they feel like there is no other choice
Right.
but to jump out of the window. And that helped me so much because we lost two family members to suicide, and our son to not exactly that way, but anyway, I was so thankful for that just one thing that Darla said, and and her story is part of this book. And these other women, sometimes just one thing that they say, and you find yourself right there with them. It like one of my other another person, Renee, she talks about picking up a stone, a rock when she's depressed, and the sun hits that rock and it shines, and she realizes that, you know what, if I reach out to God, he can teach me how to find the shining again. These kind of just moments that these women share that are life-changing.
Those moments in time, and the fact that you were able to attract these women to contribute their chapters, they're very touching chapters in this book. Says is a testament to the person that you are and how you show up in the world, and the fact that your heart speaks to say, I'm going to rise above it and I'm going to serve in a way that can make a difference for others. And when we publish a book, we have no idea the impact that we have on others and how far-reaching, even years from now, how far-reaching this book can be. And so hats off to you. In chapter 10, you said you the title is Rebuilding a Look at the Past, at Past Beliefs and Present Habits. And the first part of it says, if I just try hard enough, I won't need medicine. And sometimes we need to have the medicine that can help us through the tough times. Let's address that.
Well, thank you, because I call it a three-legged stool, because being bipolar, my great grandmother died in an insane asylum, and I'm grateful to be able to live now. So the three tools that I try to teach, first of all, not necessarily in this order, but one of them is medication. And my husband once said to me, after I had stopped medication three different times, he said, "Would you like to stay married, Patricia?" And take your medicine. But so there's medication, and then there's the tools and skills. Many of these are shared in this book. And the third one is the need for other people. And one of the stories written by Tricia Simon talks about that, the need to be able to reach out and get help, whether it's from other people, from God, or whatever. It's essential that we humbly recognize that a book, a person, whatever we feel, led to, or other people can help us. Because you know what? When you're going through depression, you don't feel like you're getting any answers. And like you can write down 100, 20 things you're thankful for, but you don't feel it inside.
Absolutely right, and it, but it also has to hinges on the willingness to rise above it. And sometimes when you're depressed, you don't want to rise above it. You get into that, and finally you have to out of love for yourself and out of love for those that are your family and for the world, we have to rise. It's a must that we rise above it. So, as you wrote this book and as you've traveled this world, what impact do you hope this book has on the world?
You know, I hope that it offers. I'm gonna stop and tell you a really short story. There is a little boy who couldn't sleep, and he kept calling out to his dad, and he'd say, "Daddy," you know, and his dad would come in, and about the third time he came in, he said, "Son, you know, you can pray if you need help sleeping, and there's angels around, you can ask for their help." And this little boy with tears in his eyes said, "But Daddy, sometimes I need somebody with skin on them." And I hope that this book offers somebody with skin on them. Real people, you know, we don't have degrees except the degree of experience. And every one of us want to make a difference in the world. We want to offer light in darkness. So, in answer to your question, I hope that this book brings light to darkness, even if it's just those times when we feel discouraged, when we wonder, you know, how I'm going to get through this day, another day. And that's what I hope to give to the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what impact did writing this book have on you personally?
Well, when I learned so much from the stories, and I learned a lot about more about the editing process. But also, the other neat thing is it's so shareable. You know, I found myself constantly, I in my circle of friends and family, you know, they would reach out because they're having a problem of this kind or another, and I think, oh, this is a perfect story to send to them. And so I really found myself not only being inspired, but sharing with other people. And I made the book, you know, quite affordable for because I don't want anybody to not get it because they can't afford it. I mean, $11.95 is pretty affordable.
It is, especially for all that goes into writing a book of this nature. And truly, it's knowing that you're not alone. I think that's one of the biggest factors. And you drawing on others and hearing their stories. And I'm sure some of these women, as they shared their stories with you, that you chose because you know them, we were probably surprised at the same time by what they shared. And things that we don't know that another person. And one of the biggest things I've heard from so many is, no matter what, always be kind, because you never know what another has gone through. And
Good comment.
that is part of the key, because sometimes we wonder why a person has reacted maybe with cross words or upset, and you're trying to figure out, well, why would they do that? There must be something deeper behind that, to understand that maybe they're going through some really tough things in life as well. So always, always be kind.
I'm so glad you said that because one of my family will tell you one of the things I quote constantly is Dr. Burns. He says, most of us do the best job we can given our situation and circumstances. And that is a quote. I love quotes. Some people collect spoons. I collect quotes. Anyway, I love that because it's so true. You know, given our situation and circumstances, don't we all do the best job we can?
We
And
do.
so I love that you brought that out.
Well, so now do you have any other books in your future?
You know, I have had people, other people that I have come to know or become aware of their stories. And so, yeah, I'm collecting names of people. And, you know, if you who are listening have a story that you feel like, you know, in 3 to 5 pages, you'd like to write that up and send it in. I could see this becoming a volume 2 because, You know, our journey from darkness to light is a journey that we all continue. And we all know people who have just one person yesterday, in fact, reached out, and I had no idea she was going through what she is. And I thought, oh, my dear friend, you know, I'd love to share that with, and your tools with other people. Yes.
And you know what really got me when we were preparing for this interview? You'd said a sentence of words that really made a difference. Nothing can stop an idea whose time has come.
Yeah.
That, you know, those were your words that came to you as you were in prayer about this, our live stream, our time together, you know, in working to bring this book to the world. And so that is beautiful, because that shows, that's a show of faith and of belief and of courage, because you're touching on a subject matter that many, many will not speak about and yet face on a daily basis. And for others to know that they are not alone, and that they can find that the stories are relatable in this book. It's just that one little thing that can make a difference.
Where's that darn timer? Oh, there it is. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Becky.
So this is raw and real.
Yeah.
So pick up a copy of this amazing and beautiful book. And you can find it on Amazon. We have the links in the post here, but know that we welcome you to pick up this book, and we have an author showcase. There's a lot to be gained from sharing, and if you enjoy what you read, please leave a review. So thank you, Patricia. Congratulations on the launch of this amazing book, and let's see what happens next.
Thank you so much. Bye, Becky.
All right. Well, you have a tremendous day, and enjoy and celebrate.
Thanks.
Thank you.